Try this again. Can you hear me now? Yes. It's like the Verizon commercial. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, whether in these pews or online, whether tonight or at another time. Welcome to Lent. This is my favorite season of the church calendar year because Lent often invites us to think inward a little bit more, think about our faith journey, think about how God has been present with us, how we might draw closer to God. And of course, you know, we're following Jesus on his journey to the cross. So tonight, we'll have the chance to sing and pray, and also, instead of a sermon, we'll be doing interactive prayer stations set up by Becky and also by the diaconate. Thank you for doing that. All of the prayer stations are in the back in the fellowship hall with printed instructions. There are a couple other extra things. So the labyrinth station, I made enough copies of this labyrinth that if you'd like, you can take one home to color it and have it accompany you on the rest of your Lenten journey. And then also, on your way out, as you leave this evening, you can take a blessing from the blessing jar as you go. And, you know, understanding that this isn't these kinds of experiential things, hands-on things, aren't necessarily for everybody. You also have the option to just simply sit and pray and meditate and enjoy the soft music that'll be playing over the speakers. We have a new worship series. It is called "Tell Me Something Good." By a sanctified art, and every piece of every service in that worship series the theme starts with "the good news is," and tonight the good news is that we all are invited. We are invited, even though some people might not always feel like they're invited to God's house for one reason or the other. And this is a reminder that that this is a place for you. This is a place where you can grow in your relationship with God. So I invite us, before we enter into the call to worship, let's just take a deep breath and allow the Spirit to enter in with us. Breathe out the cares of the day and breathe in God's love.
If it's comfortable for you to do so, please stand for the call to worship and the opening prayer. If God threw a party, if God hosted a dinner, if God prepared a banquet, this is the good news. Let us worship this invitational God. Join me, please, in the unison prayer. Table-setting God, This Lent, we do not want to miss your invitation. We do not want to be so caught up in our own business that we miss the holiness right in front of us. So settle our hearts and open our spirits to hear your word anew. Help us understand your good news today. With hope we pray. Amen. Our opening hymn is Just As I Am, number 354, verses 1, 3, and 4. Our scripture this evening is Luke 14, verses 15 through 24. One of the dinner guests, on hearing this, said to him, "Blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." Then Jesus said to him, "Someone gave a great dinner, invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I must go out and see it. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. Please accept my regrets.' Another said, 'I have just been married, and therefore I cannot come.' So the slave returned and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Sir, what you ordered has been done, and there's still room.' Then the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the roads and lanes and compel people to come in so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those who were invited will taste my dinner.'"
This is the word of God for the people of God. Family of faith, if someone declines our invitations again and again in our human ways, we tend to stop inviting them. We get the hint. We assume they'd rather be elsewhere. With God, however, things are different. No matter how many times we overlook or ignore God's outstretched hand, God will never stop reaching for us. So with that good news in mind, let us go to God in prayer. Please join me in the unison prayer of confession. Gracious God, you invite us all to your table, the faithful and the doubting, the restless and the hopeless, the addicted and the lonely, the lost and the confused. You invite all of us, regardless of who we are or where we've been. When given the opportunity, we are guilty of casting judgment on our neighbors. We draw lines, assume the worst, create cliques, and accept exclusion. Forgive our harmful ways. This Lent, show us how to love others the way you love us. With hope, we pray. Amen. Hear these words of forgiveness. Friends, no matter how many times we mess up, no matter how many times we lose our way, no matter how many times we decline God's invitation, God will never stop inviting us to the table. There is and always will be a seat saved for you. So join me in these good news words. We are forgiven again and again. We are invited again and again. We are loved from beginning to end. Thanks be to God, our inviter. Amen. At this time, we will be entering into our prayer stations. As always, everything we do in worship is an invitation. But you can simply opt out if that doesn't feel like it's worshipful for you. But if you'd like, each of these stations have instructions and something you can do with your hands. And I'm excited about this because I know that so many people who are more tactile in their faith don't often get to experience that in a church. And so these prayer stations are sort of designed to help you do that if you so choose. There will be about 15 minutes of music. And after the music stops, that'll be your cue to come back to the sanctuary for the rest of the service. And we ask that when you do these prayer stations silently, so that there are no distractions other than the whisper of God's voice in your heart. Let us begin. Thank you. thank you for joining us in that ritual, and I hope that it was meaningful for you. And I hope that God spoke in the way that you needed. Let us be in prayer. Gentle God, you created us in love and for love. We are pure light of your love, given flesh. Your spirit is our life. Your breath is our breath. Your love shines in us, the image of Christ. And we are all being transformed into this image, from one degree of glory to another. But we deny your light and obscure your image. Help us see all that impedes your perfect love and to remove it so that we may truly shine with your light. Help us to see, to repent, and to be perfected in love. Our next hymn is number 252, Lord, Who Throughout These 40 Days. If you're not familiar with it, we can keep my microphone on so that we can join as you feel comfortable. Be seated. We're about to do imposition of ashes. We do this to remember that we are created from dust. We are created from the ground, from nothingness, into the people that God wills us to be. And we are also mindful of our own mortality and remembering that we return to dust. You may, if doing ashes isn't your thing, you can simply remain in the pew. But if you'd like, you can come forward and you have the choice of receiving ashes on your forehead or on your wrist, and I will putting the sign of the cross on either of those places. If you'd like me to do it on your wrist, just simply hold it out, and I'll know. If you'd like, you can also just receive a blessing. But at this time, please feel free to come forward and remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return, and remember that you are beloved children of God.
hold in your hand, you call us by name, and we rise from ashes again.
That song was written by my dear, dear friend Andrew Moran, and she and I have done lots of music together, and I always love to be able to share her music. Please join with me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may give a gift as the ushers come around with the offering plate, or you may also give online at uccwapan.net. Thank you. We're going to skip the doxology and go right into our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we have been reminded of your desires for how we should live in the world. Help us use these gifts for the benefit of those in greatest need, refocusing towards your love and justice. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 502, Be Thou My Vision. Before I give the benediction, just a reminder to take a blessing with you as you leave out of the blessing jar. My friends, may you go from this place remembering that you are beloved, remembering that when God created you, God took dust and made it into something beautiful, and that something beautiful is you. As you go through this Lenten journey, may that be your guide as you walk with Jesus on his journey to the cross. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.